1 John chapter 4, verse 16. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. We are in the season of spring at the moment, and it's wonderful to see the leaves coming out on the trees, the flowers, the cherry blossom, the apple blossom coming out. I've even seen the first flowers from the strawberry plants as well. Beautiful pictures on WhatsApp of bluebells as well. It's wonderful to see those roots in the ground bringing up all the nutrients that are needed for the plants. And Jesus uses this same illustration when he talks about the Christian life, about the importance of being rooted in him, and importantly rooted in the love of God. In the gospel reading, John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus says this: I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. A branch can only bear fruit if it's connected to the main plant, in this case, the vine. Once you snip that branch off, it doesn't bear fruit anymore. It can't live a life that is of use to the rest of the world because it's not connected to the source of all those nutrients. It needs that plant in order for the leaves to grow, for the flowers to bud, and for the fruit to develop. Perhaps in this last year, we've recognized our need of God. With the COVID-19 pandemic, the things we took for granted, global travel, the fact that jobs would be there, the fact that wealth would always be there, the fact that we could seem to cope with diseases that used to flatten our ancestors. And we had that sense of invincibility. And what COVID-19 has shown us is that we are vulnerable. We are part of creation. We're not immune or somehow separate to it. We can get food any time of year, in season or out of season, from our supermarkets. We can shield ourselves from the elements and the weather because we've got good houses, well insulated. But at the end of the day, we are very much part of God's creation. How important is it then to make sure that we are connected to our Creator God? To see things in perspective beyond all the modern conveniences that we have, but to keep ourselves connected to our Creator God, because we are part of this world, we are part of his creation, and he is our Father. In 1 John chapter 4, we talk about love. John talks about love, and he writes this: this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Love is not defined by what we feel or what gives us goosebumps or a slightly racing heart. It's not a feeling, it's an action. And God defines what love is. And the ultimate definition of love is the fact that Jesus, God's Son, came and died on the cross because we messed up. He died on the cross for our sins. That's what love is. Love isn't always easy. Love can be difficult. Love takes commitment and resolve. Love often means doing things for other people. Not because there's anything in it for us, but because we simply love the other people that we are serving. That's a challenge for us, because sometimes loving people is difficult. I don't know if you've got friends or people you work with who, frankly, it's very difficult to work with them. It's very difficult to understand why they do what they do. But actually, we've got that challenge, haven't we? In 1 John 4, verse 16, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. And if we live in God, if we're connected to that vine, if we've rooted in God's love, then actually we need to look at what would Jesus do in this situation? How would he show love? And maybe that should challenge us about how we need to live our lives out in this world, rooted in God's love. And then John goes on. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Love drives out fear. If we're rooted in God's love, then we have a confidence in him that he is with us and that everything we do is to love others. And when we love others, when we serve this world, we're actually doing God's will. And we may not do it perfectly. We may make mistakes, but we know that having roots in God's love helps us do his will in this world and will mean that whatever becomes of us, whenever the end of our lives might come, or if some big tragedy hits our lives, if we're rooted in God's love, then actually we do not need to fear what will happen. I often think of a large tree and a storm. And the trees that survive are the trees that normally have the deepest roots, are well entrenched in the ground, and they spread those roots wide and deep in order to really get traction. So when the storm comes and they've got a healthy trunk, they will survive. They will be able to hold fast. And we've got a God who holds fast through all the storms of life. We've got a God who, if we keep fast into his vine, keep rooted in his love, we've got a God that will see us through all the storms in life. So let us keep connected to God in fellowship and prayer. Let us love like Jesus loves, and live in confidence that our God is a great big God, and we are rooted in his love. Amen.